You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Indeed, we're powered by the SID Media. So in the Bible, there are several individuals who are often referred to as heroes for faith because of their unwavering trust and belief in God, even in the face of challenging circumstances. Those heroes of faith are celebrated for their exemplary lives and are mentioned in the book of Hebrews 11. So let us take a look at a few of them and understand their faith stories and try to question them. I won't question them just like that. And yes, my pastor here, Pastor Nalishebo, is joining us on the line to help us unpack these heroes of faith. My pastor Muribwanji, how are you?
Bueno, Muribwanji.
Ah, that's why. And how do I go from that one?
That was a good one. You're doing fine.
Thank you, Pastor. I'm going to get there. Next time I will have a conversation, you know.
Yes.
Before we start, Pastor, I'm going to ask that, can you please pray for us?
Sure, let us pray. Gracious, loving Father, even so, Lord, as we open your scriptures, we ask, Lord, that you may come and help us learn and understand what your heroes of faith teach us about faith. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen and amen. Pastor, we're speaking about these people that they are known as the heroes of faith. To kick it off, if the Bible was still being written, would you be a hero of faith?
That's an interesting question.
Yeah.
That's an interesting question. And really, it calls for introspection.
Right?
Yeah. Would we really be part of them?
And I think most of us would be left out.
I think I'd be there, somewhere around there with Gideon.
Oh, I see. Let's start off with Gideon, because you spoke about him. Let's talk about Gideon, you know. And we do find his story there in the book of Judges, and we are told about his faith when God called him to lead the Israelites against their enemies, and even when he doubted his own abilities. Take us through that story, my pastor, so we can understand how did he make it to the Hall of Fame of faith?
You know, one of the things I love about the Bible, is that the Bible is authentic in its narration of these characters. One might wonder to say, how do we have a story of Gideon in the Bible? How do we have a story of Rahab in the Bible? How do we have the story of David and his experience on top of his palace and all those things? I think that to me goes to show that the Bible is really authentic, because it doesn't just tell us the good side of these people. It tells us the bad side also. And one of the things we realize about Gideon was that Gideon questions God's call right from the start.
Okay.
You know, he doesn't seem to believe that God is calling him, and he wants him to lead the armies and get the victory for the people of God. He demonstrates lack of faith right from the start. But what I love about him, and which is also the lesson that I pick from Gideon, is that faith. Notice that after God has an encounter with him, he takes him to the enemy camp. He hears what the enemies are saying about him. After all that experience, you realize that Gideon finally becomes a man of faith. And he is ready to act. One lesson I get from him is that faith is ready to act when the will of God is known. That's one lesson that I pick from Gideon and from many other heroes of faith. Their faith is seen in action. The moment they come to learn God's will, they are certain about it.
Mm-hmm.
No doubt whatsoever, they are ready to take action.
Mm-hmm. You know, when you were speaking about, you know, whenever we're speaking about the heroes of faith, I always marvel at how Rahab made it to the list. We all know what he used to do, right? Because for me, it's a matter of, I think there are a lot of stories that one could explore when it comes to the story of Rahab. There are a lot of things in which we could, besides the fact that she was a prostitute, Guningi, it's a lot, you know, that we can look at that. But she found herself there in the heroes of faith. But for the benefit of our listeners, our pastors, tell us what did she do for her to be here? Because we know she was not that squeaky clean.
Actually, if you read her story from Hebrews, mm-hmm. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 31,
mm-hmm.
the Bible says, by faith, the harlot Rahab.
Hey!
I found that very interesting that the Bible, even in Hebrews, was so particular to include the fact that she was a harlot also. And yet it says by faith, you know, meaning that despite of all that she had done, despite of all what she was known for, actually, Rahab had positioned herself strategically at a good place.
Okay.
Near the entrance of the city, right by the wall of the city. You know, that is where her house was, her home was. And from there, she was able to service a lot of the military soldiers and a few wealthy people around the town. And yet, and because of that, she finds herself housing the men of God that came to spy on this particular city. And because of all these things, we eventually find her being saved and her whole household being saved. Here's one of the lessons that I see even from the life of Rahab, is that faith requires us to take risks for God's purposes.
Hey.
That's what I'm seeing from her. You know, she puts herself in a dangerous position. She even has to lie. She even has to lie that she has not housed these men of God. And yet, in spite of all these things, her faith in God, her faith in the people that God has sent ensures that ultimately Rahab is saved.
Yeah.
The other side of the, when we look at her life from a different perspective, one can actually learn that actually whatever you have done in the past does not really matter with the Lord when forgiveness comes. God is able to wash, transform your faith in Him. Is able to bring you into a place where you can also be included amongst the heroes of faith. Actually, her story doesn't end there.
Yeah.
When you get to Matthew chapter 1, you find her written right there in the genealogy of our Savior Jesus Christ.
Hey.
Include there as somebody who also contributed to the birth of the Messiah.
So are we also to learn, you know, from Rahab that no matter what circumstance you find yourself, whatever you find yourself doing, but have faith in God, have faith. Don't look at your situation and because most of the time, you know, we look at our situations like, you know, this God, he doesn't exist. He's not there. But it's a matter of like, even when you see yourself being down and out, but trust in God, you know, do what you can for Him, and then He will take care of the rest.
True, true. Actually, many of us, what kills us is not that we have not been forgiven.
Mm.
What usually kills us is actually our own guilt.
Mm.
when we begin to think about all the sins we have done, all the bad we have done, we think to ourselves to say, am I really forgiven? Can I really be forgiven? Has this really stopped? Or maybe I will relapse and get back to those drugs and whatever. But then what we learn from Rahab is that God is able to totally transform us. Because what God offers us through the cross, through salvation, is not just the forgiveness of sin, but even total transformation. So we even see Rahab transformed from a harlot to the great-great-grandmother of Jesus Christ.
Let's jump over to Moses. Moses. There is this one that is Moses, you know, Moses. Did he have faith? I mean, he ran away. You know, someone like, but he ran away. But there's a beautiful story that follows that. So take us through the story of Moses, my pastor.
We see Moses being born right there in Egypt when the children of Israel are now captives in Egypt. And we see him raised in the palace. Okay, after he was found in the Nile River and then tamed, and then given the name Moses, drawn from the water. There's a good verse of him written in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 24.
Yeah.
It says, by faith, Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. Verse 25 says, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the passing pleasures of sin for a season. So Moses gives us an interesting picture of a child of God who has faith. He denies the pleasures of Egypt, choosing rather to suffer with the people of God. One lesson we pick from the life of Moses. Notice what happens to him after he runs away from Egypt because he's afraid. He's hiding. The Lord visits him in the burning bush as he's taking care of Jethro's animals. God visits him there, tells him to say, go and rescue my people out of Egypt. He's hesitant, he's doubtful, he resists. God has to show him several miracles. But then when he finally believes, he goes back there. I'm placed in the shoes of Moses and I'm thinking to myself to say, okay, so God shows up in a burning bush, tells me to say, go back to where you committed the crime. You committed murder. Okay, go back there and go straight to Pharaoh and tell him to say, let my people go. I think for me, that's a definition of an impossible situation.
I like your definitions, my pastor.
That's the definition of an impossible situation. So one lesson I pick from Moses of faith is that faith believes in the impossible. Faith believes in the impossible. Not only does faith act when the will of God is known, but faith believes in the impossible. And we see Moses going there, and for sure, he delivers the people of God.
Before we jump to Deborah and, you know, the all-time faith, we can't leave him out, Abraham. I mean, really. I want you to touch on this one, my pastor. Verse 5 there, it says, by faith, Enoch was taken from this life so that he did not experience death. He could not be found because God had taken him away. For before he was taken, he was commended as the one who pleased God. And without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. Like Enoch didn't die. Oh! Samuel, yeah. How I wish it was us. When we don't die, we just get taken, you know, to heaven. So let's talk about Enoch a little bit. He's also one of the most interesting characters in the Bible.
Actually, one of the things that we should realize is that Hebrews chapter 11 is written not so much to talk about, can I call it saving faith?
Okay.
It talks more about enduring faith.
Mm.
Okay? Because what is happening here is that the writer is trying to show us how to have a kind of faith that endures.
Mm.
And that is the whole theme that runs throughout Hebrews chapter 11.
Mm.
However, one lesson that I see from Enoch is that when we exercise faith in God, we see God actually saving and delivering us.
Mm.
So he says that, but without faith, it is impossible to please God.
Yeah.
I'm seeing, first of all, an idea of a relationship with God here.
Mm.
Okay? There must always be a relationship with God for faith to mature and for faith to grow and exist.
Mm.
So that is what I'm seeing even in Enoch's life, where we see him having a relationship with God. When you read it from Genesis there, we're actually told that Enoch walked with God.
Mm.
He had a personal relationship with God. So his faith in God, that was manifested and seen in his relationship with God, made it possible for him to ultimately just be taken to heaven with God. I think one lesson we can learn even us today is that when we have faith in God, when we exercise faith in God, we walk with him, we have a relationship with him, God will eventually save us at the end of the ages.
Let's jump to, we're going to end up with Father Abraham. Okay, let me not sing. Let's jump to Deborah, the prophetess there, before we go to the father of faith, the father of nations.
Deborah is an interesting character. Though she is not mentioned, she's not specifically mentioned in Hebrews chapter 11, but she is also one of those whose stories in Judges chapter 4, verse 5, as a prophetess of God, can teach us a lot about faith. One of the things that I see from Deborah's life, even as she discharges her duties as a prophetess, is that she's a woman that has faith in God. In a time when women rarely held positions of power, what we see from Deborah is a faith-driven leadership as a prophetess and judge. Her ability to lead, to inspire, and judge with wisdom was deeply rooted in her trust in God. Which actually reminds us that faith can challenge societal norms and bring about justice. The story of Deborah is found at a period when the people of God are surrounded by nations that are at war with them. But in the midst of that, we see Deborah acting as a good judge, as a good prophetess, ensuring that Israel has victory out of it all. Lesson I learned from her is faith requires courage and stepping up when others might hesitate. The same can be said even of us now, where we have a situation where many people don't believe in God, others doubt God, others question the Bible, others question even what we believe in the Bible. But what we learn, the one lesson we learn of faith is that we need to act courageously. Let us step up and defend the word of God and act in faith.
Okay, now I was busy preparing my voice, Pastor. Father Abraham had many sons, had many sons. Oh, Father Abraham, I am one of them, and so are you. I think I could sing.
I wish I could sing so well like you. I would have joined you.
You should have joined in. I'm a pastor, but you know, after I prepared my voice so nicely.
Unfortunately, music was not part of the gift God gave me.
Yes, you know, I mind. So let's talk about Abraham. I think he's a lot here. This whole thing is about Abraham, most chapters. Yeah. So let's talk about Abraham.
Abraham, like Moses, is one of those that teaches us that faith believes in the impossible. In a pagan nation where everybody is worshiping idols and all kinds of things, God appears to Abraham and tells him to say, I want you to leave this place. I'm thinking to myself to say, God appears to me and tells me to say, I want you to leave home. I want you to leave Zambia. And I want you to go and become a missionary in India. Let's say India. I want you to become a missionary to India. I've never been to India. So I'm thinking to myself to say, how do I go there? I think many of us would doubt whether that is the voice of God or not.
True, Pastor. You imagine saying, and then I hear a voice when I'm sleeping saying, Zanele, leave your family. No, leave your town and relocate to Zambia. Yeah. I would wake up and start praying.
really. That is a difficult thing for God to ask of somebody. But if you think that is very difficult, notice what happens to him a few chapters after Genesis chapter 12. God appears to him. This time he tells him to say, take thy son, your only son, and go and sacrifice him to a place I will show you. Even Ellen White has to tell us to say, when God tells Abraham that he hesitated for a few days. And yet, in all these instances, Abraham acts with faith.
Okay.
And does exactly what God tells him to do. To a point where he is actually referred to as the father of faith. Because faith believes in the impossible.
Pastor, me, I don't know. I think I would, I don't know. If I would be in the Hall of Fame, I'd not make sure. but I think 50% chance, you better play. Like Deborah, so I might be there.
Yeah. For me, I'm stuck somewhere there with Gideon.
Yeah. At least, Pastor, you know, me and you, we have somewhere where we'd be, you know, but people are like that. Yeah, but anyway, Pastor, you know, thank you so much for that. I think today's session was quite an easy one where we just had to look at, you know, the historical facts there. Till we chat again, tomorrow is going to be a very interesting one. Please do pray for us so that we may find someone to align with in the Bible there, so that when we're saying, who would you be? We're like, me, you know, God, but Moses, so that we can think in there. So if you can, please pray for us.
Let us pray. Gracious, loving Father, we have been encouraged and inspired by these great men of faith that your word took time to record for us, so that as we look back at their lives, we may be encouraged in our present day lives. We pray, loving Father, that you may give us the faith of these men, so that we may hold on to your promises, though the world be moved, though the world should shatter, fall, and crumble, though everyone else around us may doubt and despise you. Give us that faith to stand firm. At a time, Lord, when the world seeks scientifically seeks empirical evidence for them to believe the existence of things, we pray, Lord, that you may give us a faith that believes in the impossible. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. Pastor, thank you so much. May you have yourself a blessed day.
Thank you so much. Have a blessed day too.
Amen.
You are tuned into Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.